I haven't been here to worship the Lord with you for a while.
今天早晨的感觉，看到好多孩子们都长大了。
What I feel today is I see the children grow up.
好多孩子我都不太认得是谁家的孩子。
I even cannot recognize them.
但看到弟兄姐妹许多熟面孔还是一样。
But I see brothers and sisters, you look the same.
那感谢主，我们在主面前的敬拜和赞美却是那样的新鲜。
But praise the Lord, and our prayers and our thanksgivings are very fresh.
实在是主的爱，是那样的新鲜。
It is the love of the Lord, is fresh.
一直激励着我们，让我们能够在他面前能够来唱新歌。
It compels us that we can sing new songs before Him.
早晨想和弟兄姐妹交通我们先来读一处的经文，在希伯来书。
Let's read a scripture in Book of Hebrews.
新约圣经希伯来书第三章。
Hebrew chapter 3.
那我们从第一节的最后面两个字讲到为使者为大祭司的耶稣，好，然后第二节开始，他为那设立他的敬忠。如同摩西在神的全家敬忠一样。
Verse one, the last one, and then the second one. Messiah Yeshua, he was faithful to the one who appointed him, just as Moshe was faithful in all God's house.
好，我们从第五节读到第六节。
Verse 5 and 6.
第五节，摩西为仆人，在神的全家诚然敬忠，为要证明将来必传说的事。但基督为儿子治理神的家，我们若将可夸的盼望和胆量坚持到底，便是他的家了。
Moshe was faithful as a servant in all God's house, bearing witness to what was be spoken by God in the future. But Messiah is faithful as the son over God's house, and we are his house.If indeed we hold firm to our confidence and the hope in which we glory.
希伯来书的作者他有一个负担。
The author of the book of Hebrew has a burden.
他要从许多不同的方面来叫神的儿女们能够注意把注意力转到神的儿子主耶稣基督身上。
He wanted God's children to pay attention to the Son of God, which is our Lord Yeshua Messiah.
所以呢，他在这里呢，特别叫神的儿女们，叫我们一同注意到基督为神的儿子。
He wants us to pay attention that Yeshua is the Son of God.
他比那在神的家中全然敬忠的仆人摩西更加的尊贵，更加配得荣耀。
He's more glorious than Moshe, who was faithful as a servant in all God's house.
他这边说到摩西是神在旧约历世代当中一个非常伟大的仆人。
It says Moshe is a faithful servant in all God's house in the Old Testament.
摩西作为仆人，他不仅谦卑，他也在神的家中全然的敬忠。
As a servant, Moshe was faithful in God's house.
对，但这里希伯来书的作者给我们看到基督他是神的儿子。
But here let us to see, Messiah is the Son of God.
他不仅在神的家中，在忠心这件事情上面，他超越了神的仆人摩西。
Not only his faithfulness is exceeding Moshe.
他也更是在他的所事的上面，他远远的超过这位忠心的仆人摩西。
As who he is, he's exceeding the faithful servant Moshe.
那我们早晨就愿意从旧约的神的仆人摩西身上看到他如何的忠心，来让我们看见今天神的儿子主耶稣基督他是如何在神的家中全然的敬忠。
Let us take an example. Let's take a look of Moshe who's faithful as a servant, and then we will look at the Messiah who is faithful as a son of God over God's house.
换句话说，我们早晨愿意从摩西如何在神的家中敬忠这件事情上面，我们来看 神的儿子主耶稣基督，他如何在这新约的时代里头，他在神的家中，他全然的尽忠。
Let us to take a look of how Messiah, he as a son of God, how he is faithful through the witness of Moshe, who's faithful.
因为这里希伯来书的作者告诉我们说，摩西在神的全家全然尽忠，他乃是为了要证明将来必传说的事。
Here talking about Moshe was faithful, it is a witness for the one who's coming later.
换句话说，我们从摩西在神家中的尽忠这件事情上，我们能够来看见今天神基督为神的儿子，他是如何要来在神的家中来尽忠的，来治理神的家。
And then through Moshe, who's faithful as a servant in God's house, to testify that Son of God, how he is faithful.
好，那这件事跟我们有什么关系呢？
What this does this has to do with us?
那我们就要知道说，基督他为神的儿子，他要治理神的家。那什么是神的家呢？
And we know Messiah is the Son of God. He will manage the household. What is the house of God?
对。从希伯来书的作者这里告诉我们，什么是神的家。
The book of Hebrew tells us what is house, the God's house.
弟兄姐妹，你觉得这里所告诉我们的什么是神的家
？Do you know what it tells us? What is the house of God?
如果我们简单的来回答这个问题，其实我们就是神的家。
Simply speaking, we are house of God.
是不是？他说我们，然后呢，若将可夸的盼望和胆量坚持到底，便是他的家。
It says that we are his house. If indeed we bold firmly to our confidence and the hope which we glory.
兄弟兄姐妹，我们若将这个描述的这一段，这一句话省略的话，简单来说，你我就是神的家。
If we simplify this whole paragraph, it is we are his house.
就是我们蒙恩神的儿女们，我们乃是神的家。
The children who are saved, we are His house.
我们个人是神的家。
Individually, we are His house.
我们的团体也就是神的家。
Incorporately, we are His house.
换句话说，今天基督为儿子，他要治理神的家，乃是在你我的身上，乃是在神的教会当中。
If Messiah is the Son of God, and He will do things among you and I, which is the house of God.
所以因此早晨我们愿意从旧约的出埃及记，我们一同来看到说，神在旧约的时候如何借着他的仆人摩西来带领神的百姓。
Here's through the story of in book of Exodus and how Lord take out his people out of Egypt.
对，我们从旧约神百姓的历史，我们可以看到今天基督为神的儿子，他如何在我们身上来成就神的旨意。
Through the history of God's people in the Old Testament, and we'll see how His Son will fulfill His will today.
我们要从旧约出埃及记里面的一幅图画，就是当日神如何借着云柱火柱，借着神的仆人摩西来引导他的百姓行走旷野的路。
Let's see a picture from the Old Testament, and then how God guided His people walked in the wilderness by the pillar of cloud and pillar of fire.
今天同样的，神要借着他的儿子，我主耶稣基督，也借着神的圣灵，他来引导我们基督徒来在行走这一条属灵成圣的一个历程。
Same today, the Son of God, He will guide us how we walk on this pilgrim, the whole process.
对，叫我们这些属神的人能够成为神借圣灵的居所。
And then for those people we are in spiritually, we will become the dwelling place of God.
好，我们来看出埃及记的几处经文。我们先一同翻到出埃及记第八章。
Let's see Exodus chapter 8.
出埃及记第八章，我们读第一节。
Verse 1.
我们读第一节的后半。
The second half of first one.
耶和华这样说：容我的百姓去，好侍奉我。
Thus said Yehovah, let my people go, so that they serve me.
这是神当日打发摩西去对埃及法老王所说的话。
This is God sent Moshe to the Pharaoh.
神要摩西带领神的百姓从埃及出来，目的是什么呢？乃是要侍奉神。
The purpose that Jehovah commanded Moshe to take his people out of here, the purpose is to serve him.
那我们再来看第十五章。
Let's see chapter 15.
出埃及记第十五章。
Chapter 15.
我们先读第十三节
，verse 13。
这是在当神借着他的仆人摩西带领他的百姓离开埃及，过了红海之后，他们所向耶和华 的一首得胜的一首诗歌。
This is a victorious hymn after they were out of Egypt by the guidance of the Lord.
好，十三节这里摩西说：“你凭慈爱领了你所属的百姓。”你凭能力引他们到了你的圣所。
Here Moshe said, "In your love commitment, you led the people whom you have redeemed. In your strength, you guided them to your holy dwelling."
好，我们一同再看第十七节。
Verse 17.
第十七节说：“你要将他们领进去，栽于你产业的山上。耶和华就是你为自己所造的住处。”主啊，就是你手所建立的圣所。
Verse 17, you bring them in and plant them in the mountain of your inheritance, the place that you, Jehovah, have made your dwelling, the sanctuary, Lord, which your hands are prepared.
所以这里我们看到神他救赎他的百姓离开埃及的一个目的。
Here we see the purpose that God has led his people out of Egypt.
一方面是要他们来侍奉神。
On the one hand, he wanted him to serve him.
一方面我们看见神要把他们带领到神的一个产业的山上。
On the other hand, you know the Lord will take them to the mountain of inheritance.
是神为自己所造的住处。
And then that is the dwelling place that the Lord has prepared.
是神亲手所建立的那个圣所。
That is the dwelling, the holy dwelling place that God has prepared by His hands.
我们看见神借着摩西所做的这首诗，他把神的心意发表出来。
Let's see this song that Moshe wrote is expressed God himself.
就是神救赎他的百姓从埃及出来，乃是要在神的同在里面来侍奉神。
And God take his people out of Egypt. The purpose is in his presence they will serve him.
也可以说是在神所要建立的一个家，在神的家里头来侍奉神。
It is they serve God in His house.
好，那我们再读新约，再读一处经文，是在新约的罗马书。
Let's read in the New Testament Book of Romans.
罗马书第六章。
Chapter 6.
第六章我们读第十九节，还有第二十二节。
Verse 19 and 22.
罗马书第六章第十九节。这里使徒保罗说：“我因你们肉体的软弱，就照人的常话对你们说，你们从前怎样将肢体献给不洁不法做奴仆，以至于不法；现今也要照样将肢体献给义做奴仆，以至于成圣。”
I speak in human terms because of the weakness of your flesh. For just as you presented your members as slaves of uncleanness.And of lawlessness leading to more lawlessness. So now present your members as slaves of righteousness for holiness.
好，请我们再一同读第二十二节。
Verse 22.
但现今你们既从罪里得了释放，做了神的奴仆，就有成圣的果子，那结局就是永生。
But now having been set free from sin, and having become slaves of God, you have your fruit to holiness and the end, everlasting life.
好，我们最后一处再读新约的加拉太书。
Book of Galatians.
加拉太书第五章。
Chapter 5.
第五章我们先读16、17两节。
Verse 16 and 17.
加太书第五章十六节，我说你们当顺着圣灵而行，就不放纵肉体的情欲了，因为情欲和圣灵相争，圣灵和情欲相争，这两个是彼此相敌，使你们不能做所愿意做的。
I say then, walk in the spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. And then the flesh lusts against the spirit, and the spirit against the flesh. And they are contrary to one another, so that you do not do the things that you wish. But if you... Yeah, I think that's it.
17, 对，到17节。那我们再读24、25两节。
Verse 24 and 25.
凡属基督耶稣的人，是已经把肉体连肉体的邪情私欲同钉在十字架上了。我们若是靠圣灵得生，就当靠圣灵行事。
And those who are of Messiah have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit.
我们知道在出埃及记里头，我们看见神的一个心意，就是要将他的百姓从埃及里拯救出来，让他们能够过红海，然后在旷野里头来侍奉神。
From the book of Exodus, we see a purpose of God, which is he will lead his people out of Egypt and walk in the wilderness, and the purpose to serve him.
我们看见神借着十灾显出神的大能，叫埃及法老伏在神的面前。
You know, through the 10 disasters that God led Pharaoh to really submit himself under God's power.
当神救赎他的百姓从埃及出来的时候，他们过了红海。
And after God take them out of Egypt, they crossed the Red Sea.
他们在云里，在海里受了浸。
They were baptized in the clouds in the ocean.
我们看到那追赶他们的埃及军兵也都被神的大能灭在红海的里头。
We see the army of Egyptians. The horses and horsemen, they will all be swept away by the Red Sea.
因此，当以色列百姓过了红海之后，我们看到他们与埃及并埃及的军兵就完全的断绝了。
After God's people out of Egypt, they cut themselves out of Egypt.
其实我们看到是神的手叫他们与埃及完全的断绝。
And it is God's hands cut them off from the Egypt.
埃及的军兵不能够过红海再来追赶神的百姓。
The Egyptian army cannot cross the Red Sea to chase God's people.
而神的百姓当红海的水复合的时候，他们也再也回不去埃及了。
When the water was closed up in of the Red Sea, God's people cannot return.
我们看到神在他所降的十灾的最后一灾，也是借着逾越节的羊羔，我们看到叫神的百姓得蒙救赎。
The last calamities we see, the tenth one, is
the逾越节的羊羔。
Oh, that is the lamb of the Passover to save them.
所以这就让我们想到今天神如何把我们从埃及所预表的这个世界救赎出来一样。
Today we will see from the type of the God take them out of Egypt to apply to us today.
就如早晨弟兄姊妹们在波比聚会当中所祷告的。
Like the prayers this morning,
神借着那逾越节羊羔的宝血，他将我们从那黑暗的权势里头拯救出来。
God takes us out of the darkness, the power of the darkness, through the precious blood of the Lamb of God.
把我们带到他爱子光明的国里。
He takes us into the kingdom of His beloved.
我们看到在这救赎的地位上面，我们与埃及，我们与世界完全的断绝了。
On the position of salvation, we are cutting off from the world and from Egypt.
然后我们看到当神的百姓，他们虽然过了红海之后，他们进到了这个旷野。
So we see the God's people, they out of Egypt, they crossed the Red Sea. They were in the wilderness.
他们在地位上面，他们与埃及有一个完全的隔绝。
They were completely disconnected with Egypt.
但是我们看到在他们里面仍然常常显出那个埃及的一个 一个影响在他们的身上。
But inwardly, you still can see the impact of the Egyptian is still in their heart.
因为我们如果读出埃及记，我们看到当时的百姓在旷野在那里行走的时候。
When we read the book of Exodus, when we see while they were walking in the wilderness,
他们没水喝的时候，他们就发怨言。
When they have no water, they complain.
他们没食物吃的时候，他们想到从前在埃及好像过的一个很好的日子。
They remember their good days in Egypt when they have no food.
好像不用花钱就可以吃啊韭菜黄瓜，可以吃许多美好的食物。
It seems it's free for them to eat the chives and the cucumbers.
因此，我们看见神的百姓，虽然他们的肉身离开了埃及
，even though even physically they were out of Egypt，
但是埃及。却仍然在他们的里面常常的在那里来缠累他们。
But Egyptians still have impact in their hearts.
他们常常还想着说，哎呀，我们如果再回埃及，就可以过那好的日子。
They often think if we go back to Egypt, we'll have a good life again.
然而我们看到神的旨意在他的百姓身上却没有改变。
Then we see the God's heart's desire will never change upon His people.
神借着他们在旷野所行走的那一段的历程
through the journey of the wilderness,
神要把那埃及从百姓的心里头把他们给除去。
God will remove the Egypt from their hearts.
因此我们看到说，神在他们百姓离开埃及之后，就叫他们世世代代要来守那逾越节。
So that's we see God commanded them after they get out of Egypt, they have to keep Sabbath.
并且他们过
keep Passover.
Passover. 并且他们在过守这个逾越节的时候，他们也要守除酵节七日。
Not only they have to keep Sabbath, they also have to keep the feast of unleavened bread.
换句话说，神要他的百姓在他们所在之处不可以有酵。
And then, in another word, there will be no leavened bread among his people.
我们知道酵在圣经里头属灵的预表，乃是预表的罪恶。
We know the leaven is talking about sin.
换句话说，神要他的百姓纪念，当他们因着羔羊的血蒙救赎之后。
And then God wants them to remember after they were saved by the blood of the Lamb.
在他们的生活里面，要与罪恶断绝。
They have to cut themselves out from the sins.
他们要将他们的，并且他们要将他们的头生的来归给耶和华为圣。
They have to sacrifice the firstborn to Jehovah as a holy sacrifice.
换句话说，神要他们能够来纪念，他们乃是神借着羔羊的血从埃及地所买赎出来的一般人。
In another word, God wants them to remember they are the people that God have taken them out of.The Egypt by the blood of the Lamb.
他们乃是要将自己来献给、来归给耶和华，分别为圣的一般人。
They are the people who consecrate themselves to Jehovah.
所以罗马书第六章就告诉我们，在我们基督徒还没有蒙恩得救之前
，In the book of Romans, it tells us before we are saved.
我们乃是将我们的肢体是献给不洁不法做奴仆的。
We offer our members as a slave to uncleanness and then lawlessness.
换句话说，这世界的王从前他乃是借着我们里面的那个犯罪的天性，他掳掠了我们这个人。
In another word, the king of the world, because of our sinful nature, he captured us.
因此我们知道我们从前在没有蒙恩得救之前，我们乃是将我们的肢体是献给罪做奴仆。
Before we were saved, we give our members to sins as slaves, as slaves.
对，但今天我们蒙了神的救赎。
But today we were saved.
使徒保罗叫我们告诉我们说，我们就要将我们的肢体要献给义来做奴仆。
Apostle Paul tells us, now we need to present our bodies as slaves of righteousness.
换句话说，神借着义在我们的生命里面，他要来做王，他要来掌权。
God will be the king. He will have the sovereignty over us through his righteousness.
我们蒙恩得救之后，如何能够活出一个神所喜悦的生活
？After we are saved, how can we live a life to please please God.
我们如何能够来活出一个见证，是基督在我们生命里面做王的一个见证呢？
How can we testify that, that the Messiah is the King?
我们看到我们乃是要将我们的身体，要将我们的肢体来献给神，做奴仆。
That is, we need present our members as the slaves of righteousness.
我们看见基督在我们生命中作王的时候，我们的生活，我们的肢体就成为那义的奴仆，我们能够活出一个成圣的一个生活。
When Messiah is the king of us, then we will have the reality to present our members as a slave of righteousness.
就是能够彰显神的自己。
To magnify God himself.
能够将基督的美德，能够借着我们的生活，借着我们的身上的肢体，能够来显明出来。
We will manifest through our bodies, through our lives to manifest Christ.
我们知道这就是基督徒成圣的一个过程。
That is a procedure for Christians to be sanctified.
它乃是从我们蒙恩得救开始。
Start with the salvation.
然后神在我们身上就不断的这样子来更新变化我们。
God will renew us constantly.
这也就是以色列百姓在他们出埃及过红海之后，在他们在旷野的那段路程里头的一个属灵的意义。
That's the spiritual meaning why the Israelites have to walk in the wilderness for so long.
因此我们看到当以色列百姓他们过了红海之后。
So we see after the Israelites crossed the Red River,
他们就在旷野里头一站一站的这样子来经历神在他们身上的那个制作。
They or experience the work of God's hands one after another.
那我们看到神在旷野里面，白天借着云柱，夜间借着火柱来引导他的百姓。
We see how God guided them.Daytime by cloud, nighttime by the pillar of fire.
在出埃及记里面，我们所看见在旷野中来引导神百姓的云柱和火柱，它所预表的，也就是在我们新约这个时候时代里头那的圣灵。
The type of the pillar of cloud and the pillar of fire, it's the Holy Spirit's working on us today.
对。为什么神在旧约借着云柱白天借着云柱，夜间借着火柱来引导百姓呢？
And why God used let His people by pillar of the cloud in daytime and pillar of fire in the evening?
他就是告诉我们，神乃是一天二十四小时在那里来引导他的百姓。
It tells us 24/7 God is guiding His people.
对，姐妹比我早先说了哈，就是一天二十四小时，一个礼拜七天。
24/7.
对，我们看到今天我们成在新约的圣徒，神就是借着圣灵这样子来引导我们。
Today, that's how God guides the saints.
让他们知道在哪里安营，然后从哪里起行。
They will let them know and let us know where to camp and where to start.
而且神带领他的百姓经过各样不同的环境，神借着这一切的环境来试验他们。
Because through all the circumstances, God is put them on trials.
比方说，神带领他们到了一个马拉。
For example, when God take them to Mara.
他们在旷野走路走了好，非常的口渴。
They were thirsty.
那好不容易看到马拉有水，他们就好高兴。
When they see there's water, they were very happy.
他们就一定很感恩。
They were very grateful.
结果呢，一喝呢，发现水是苦的，他们又在那里埋怨。
And then after they drank, they found out the water was bitter. Then they started complaining.
那你们这是不是也常常是我们基督徒蒙恩以后的情形呢？
Is this our condition sometimes?
当神祝福我们的时候，哎呀，我们就感谢神。
When we receive blessings, we praise Him.
哦，神赐给我们一个非常可爱的配偶。
And then God gave us a lovely spouse.
哎，神赐给我们非常可爱的宝贝的孩子。
God gave us lovely children.
哎呀，我们就非常感谢神。
We praise the Lord.
可当我们跟配偶结婚之后
，After we got married,
哎呀，我们就发现这个水怎么好像是苦的。
Then you taste that the water is bitter.
这婚姻生活跟我们原本所想象的好像不太一样。
The marriage life is different than you were planned.
当我们从神领受了这个可爱宝贝的孩子之后
，After we receive the lovely children,
哎呀，我们也是非常的感恩。
We are grateful.
就过没多久，发现这个孩子怎么不这么乖
？After a while, we found out our children are disobedient.
怎么不这么听话呢
？And they don't listen to you.
哎呀，我们就发现这个水，哎，怎么是苦的
？Then we found, oh, the water is bitter.
然后我们在神的面前又有所怨言。
Then we start complaining.
弟兄姐妹，我们看到神在旧约在旷野里 他将来引导百姓的目的是什么？
What's the purpose that God let his people walk in the wilderness?
他乃是要来试验神的百姓，是不是在凡事上面来专心的仰望倚靠神。
He wants to test them if they look upon him and trust him in all things.
我们看见当神的百姓在旷野行走的时候，
When they walk in the wilderness,
他们经过一些的艰难的环境，
during the hardships,
虽然他们发怨言。
Even though they complain,
但我们看见神却在丰盛的慈爱和怜悯，百般的忍耐，他从埃及所救出来出来的百姓。
But we can see God's mercy and then His endurance to His people.
当他们因着马拉的水苦来呼求神的时候
，When they plead to God because of the bitter water in Marah,
我们看见神就一次一次的来显明他的救恩。
God again and again to manifest His salvation.
神就指示摩西将一棵树把它丢到水里头，就叫那个水怎么样，就不苦了，百姓就可以解他们的渴。
God told Moses, He take a tree and put that stick into the water, and then the water turned to sweet.
哎呀，经过这个试验以后，神的百姓就更加认识神以及神的救恩。
After this test.God's people know God Himself and His salvation.
然后呢，神就把他们带到一个舒适的环境，让他们在以林那个地方呢，能够享受那个安息，并且享受水的供应。
Then God take him to a green pasture in Elin, so they can enjoy the pasture and water.
姐妹，神不是也是这样子带领我们吗
？Isn't God guide us this way?
在我们蒙恩得救不久之后。
After a while, we were saved.
神借着一些环境来试验我们。
And then God tests us through some circumstances.
目的就是叫我们能够更多的来倚靠他，来亲近他，来认识他。
The purpose is to let us to entrust him to follow him to be close to him.
但我们的神不会整天的啊来用艰难来给我们当饼。
But he will not give us bread like a hardship.
是不是神虽然以艰难给我们当饼，以困苦给我们当水，但是他怎么样？他叫我们的教师不向我们隐藏。
Even though he gives the bread as of hardships, the water of hardness, but he will not hide himself.
神借着我们所经历各样的一些艰难和环境，他的目的就是要叫我们能够更多的能够来认识他自己。更多人能够来宝贵神的自己。
We experience hardships, ups and downs. It is for us to know Him and to truly understand Him.
是。那我们看到，当神的百姓在旷野时候走一走，他们后来又没有食物吃了。
After they walked in the wilderness, and then they have no food again.
啊，没有食物吃怎么样？啊，又发怨言。
What do they do? Complain again.
这你会当我们读到旧约神百姓，常常真的是啊，让我们常常是看到，好像看到我们自己一样。
When we read the book of Old Testament, it's just like the mirror for our life too.
我们在蒙恩之后，我们在经历神的带领。
After we were saved, we were under the guidance of God.
我们常常也就像旧约的以色列百姓一样。
We're just like the Israelites in the Old Testament.
我们常常会怀疑神对我们的爱。
We doubt about the love of God.
我们常常会怀疑神在我们身上的带领。
We doubt about His guidance.
可我们看见神是那样不厌其烦的来带领他的百姓，来牧养我们。
But we see God guide His people and then to hurt His people, the hardship.
所以我们看见当神的百姓因着没东西吃、没食物吃，又在那里埋怨神的时候
，When we see God's people start complaining they have no food,
那神就从天上来赐下马拉来喂养他的百姓。
God sent manna from heaven to feed His people.
弟兄姐妹，我们知道这一切属灵的预表，都让我们看到神乃是以他的儿子作为他百姓的供应，作为我们的供应。
All those are a type.In the Old Testament, now is the Son of God. He is the provision for us.
因为到了福音书，我们就知道主耶稣亲自告诉我们，他就是那天上降下来的粮。
In New Testament, the Lord Yeshua told us he is the bread.
我们看到神他不仅顾念到百姓肉身的需要。
Not only God cares about His people's physical needs.
其实神借着我们在生活当中。 许多具体的需要，他把我们的注意力转到神的儿子身上。
Through our actual physical needs, He wants us to turn our eyes to His Son.
那我们能够看见主耶稣自己才是我们最大的一个需要，是我们最重要的一个满足。
We know the Lord, Yeshua Himself is the greatest need and a satisfaction for us.
弟兄姐妹，我们要为着我们所遭遇的环境，为着我们所要经历的一些艰难，我们真的是要感谢主。
For all the trials and the circumstances, we need thank Him.
弟兄姐妹，我相信我们每一个蒙恩蒙神所爱的儿女们，在我们生活当中是不会缺少艰难的。
I believe we are no lack of all the hardships.
以前我们小孩子小的时候，我们觉得小孩长大了就好了。
When our children are young, we think, oh, it will be good when they grow up.
但是当我们小孩长大以后，我们就发现，哎呀，这长大的孩子带给父母亲的这个苦恼是没不会更少。
And we think the worries that after your children grow up is not less when they were young.
那我们想说，哎呀，那青少年的儿女让父母亲头疼啊，那等小孩成年以后呢，父母亲就比较轻省了。
And then we think the teenagers let you to worry, and after they were adults, how about that?
就我们发现，那成人子女给父母亲所带来的这个苦楚啊。未必就变少。
The young adult children, the worry they give to you is not even less than the teenagers.
有时候甚至到个地步，我们就怀疑到底神是不是神爱不爱我们？到底神还管不管我们
？Sometimes we doubt is God still care about us.
弟兄姐妹，我们相信神，他要叫万事互相效力，他要叫爱神的人得益处。
We believe that God will make all things work together for those who love Him, to receive the benefit.
就像神从前在旷野里面带他以色列的百姓一样。
Like what God led His people in the wilderness.
神允许所有发生在他们身上的，在他们环境中一切的事情，都是为了要试验他们。
God allowed all things came to them in order to test them.
这个试验也是要叫神的儿女们。更加的认识神。
The testing is for His people to truly know Him.
更专心的来信靠神。
And then to truly trusting Him.
好，那我们知道神带领百姓经过旷野的道路的那个心意是美好的。
We know the good will of God to take His people walking the wilderness.
那我们接下来就要看，当神带领他的百姓到了一个地方叫做利非定的时候，在这里神要给他们学习非常重要的属灵功课。
When they were in the place is called Rephidim, God will give him a important lesson to learn.
因为在利非定这个地方呢，出埃及记给我们看到，在出埃及记第十七到第十八章发生两件重要的事情。
Well, we see in Exodus chapter 17 and 18, there's two historical events happen.
一个呢，就是百姓到了这个利非地的这个地方啊，他们又口渴了，又向神发怨言了。
When they're in Rephidim, they are thirsty again and they complain again.
但我们要来看在这里，神如何来供应百姓这个口渴的问题。
But now let's see, and then how did God quench their thirst here?
第二件事情就是，当他们到了利非定之后，他们面对了他们出埃及以后的第一场战争。
After they're in Rephidim, they face their first battle after they were out of Egypt.
这两件事和我们蒙恩的基督徒是非常有重要的关联。
These two incidents is closely related to us.
好，我们先来看。当他们选择百姓到利非定，他们又口渴，没有水喝。
When they were in Rephidim, and they are thirsty and have no water to drink.
那神就指示摩西，叫他到在这个河裂来击打这个河裂的磐石，叫磐石出水，给百姓水喝。
God commanded Moshe to hit the rock in the mountain of Horeb. Then the water come out of the rock.
我想我们弟兄姐妹非常熟悉， 这何烈磐石被击打之后出水来供应百姓水喝这件事情，乃是就说到了我们的主耶稣，他在十字架上被击打。
The living water from the rock of Horeb, Horeb is to supply the people. It's the type of Yeshua who died on the cross, and then he is our life.
所以你会，这不是一件小事。
This is not a minor event.
你想什么样的磐石哈，它能够出这个活水啊，能够供应这么多以色列百姓，他们来喝这个水。
What kind of rock can have such big amount of living water to supply so many people?
因为当时离开埃及的男人哈，应该至少有超过差不多有60万之多。
Only to count men when they are out of Egypt, they are 600,000, more than 600,000.
对，那如果再加上一些妇女和孩子的话呢？我想当时以色列百姓应该不会少于200万人。
And then you add women and the children, they will be around 2 million.
这200万人在旷野里面行走，他们要喝的水，那个量有多大？
Do you see the amount of water they need for two million people?
但是我们看见，当这何烈磐石被击打之后，它所流出来的水就像是活水一般。
When you see after Moshe hit the rock, strike the rock in Horeb, and the living water is how much?
它能够解这200万以色列百姓他们所需要喝的这个水。
It's the supply for 2 million people.
弟兄姐妹，我们知道这里乃是预表，就是主耶稣他被击打之后，从他身上就流出了那个活水的江河。
Now we see this is the type of our Lord Yeshua when he was struck by God, and it is the living water flow out of him.
在约翰福音7:38，主耶稣在节期最大之日，他就说这句话。
In Book of John, it tells us 7:38.
他说，信我的人就如经上所说，从他腹中要流出活水的江河来。
He who believed in me, as the scripture has said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water.
耶稣这话是指着信他之人要受圣灵说的。
Yeshua says those people who believe in him will receive Holy Spirit.
因此我们知道，当主耶稣在十字架上被钉在十字架上的时候，
When we know the Lord Yeshua was crucified on the cross,
当他断气之后，罗马士兵就用枪戳他的肋旁。
And then we know after he died, the Roman soldier will spear his side.
从他肋旁就流出了血和水。
There were blood and water came out from his side.
那刚刚我们提到约翰福音7那边，主耶稣说到信他之人要受圣灵说的。
And then the Lord in Book of John and says, The one who believes him, as the scripture has said.
对，那时候呢，主耶稣就说到，因为耶稣还没有得荣耀，所以呢，圣灵还没有浇灌下来。
Because he was not received glory yet, so the Holy Spirit was not sent down yet.
所以当主耶稣钉十字架，后来从死里复活之后，我们知道《使徒行传》第一章告诉我们，在五旬节的时候，圣灵就从天而降。
After he was resurrected in the book of Acts chapter 1, and then we see the Holy Spirit was descended.
那我们看见那圣灵就像那活水的江河一样，在过去这2000多年里头供应了多少人灵魂的干渴。
And now we see the Holy Spirit is really like the rivers of living water to supply his God's people in the 2000 years.
所以利非定这何烈的磐石裂开出流出这个活水呢，我们知道乃是讲，就指着新约时代里头那个圣灵的一个浇灌所说的。
Rephidim and the rock of Horeb is talking about the pouring of the Holy Spirit in the New Testament.
也就联系到我们每一个信主蒙恩的人，在我们里面有圣灵住在我们里头的这件事情。
That is the fact that the Holy Spirit dwells among us individually.
好，那我们看到一方面在利非定有这个磐石流出活水这件事。
We see on the one hand there is the living water from the rock in Rephidim.
但是马上我们就看见在那里 以色列百姓就面临了他们头一场第一场的战争。
Immediately they were faced their first battle.
这场战争是跟谁呢？
Who they battle against?
圣经告诉我们，那时就讲到这个磐石出活水的那个时候，亚玛力人就来到了利非定，来和以色列人征战。
It's talking about at the time, which is when the living water flow out from the rock.And the Amalekites come to attack Israelites.
兄弟们，圣经亚玛力人就预表我们的肉体。
Amalekites is a type of our flesh.
因为我们从旧约的历史里面，我们看到这亚玛力人呢，他们世世代代一直与以色列人在那里来征战。
We know in the history Amalekites is a battle against Israelites all the time.
甚至到了，如果弟兄你们记得的话，到了以斯帖记的那个时候。
If you remember in the time of Esther，
对 Esther，
Esther，
记得吗？在以斯帖记里面记载了有一个人呢、啊，叫做哈曼。
Do you remember a person whose name is Haman？
那你知道哈曼在那个时候啊，在波斯的王中啊，他就被那个王给高举哈、啊。
You know Haman was in favor of the king of Persia。
大家还记得那个哈曼要做一件什么事吗
？Do you remember what Haman would there was one thing Haman would like to do？
他就向王要了一个命令，要怎么样？要灭犹大通族。
He asked for ordinance from the king. He will wipe out all the Jews.
是要把神的百姓从地表上完全的灭绝。
He will wipe the Jews out from the earth.
你们知道这哈曼是谁吗
？Do you know who Haman was?
是谁的后代吗
？Do you know whose descendant he was?
就是亚玛力人的后代。
He's a descendant of Amalekite.
那前面我们看到这个哈曼所预表的，也就是我们人的这个肉体啊，他是世世代代与神的旨意、与神的百姓在那里征战。
You know, Haman is the type of is our flesh, and then it's all the time he will battle with God's people.
所以一方面我们看到神他要将他的灵来充满在他百姓的里头。
On the one hand, we see God will fill with the Spirit among His people.
对，就或许我们可以这样说，当神要借着他的灵来供应他的百姓。
In another word, when God will supply His people through the Spirit.
我们同时就看见哈，仇敌就借着人的肉体，或者兴起人的肉体呢，要来与神的旨意来相敌，来征战。
And meanwhile, we will see that the enemy will rise up the flesh, will battle against God's people.
所以加拉太书第五章，使徒保罗就告诉我们
，In Book of Galatians, Paul tells us，
他说在信主的人里面哈，在我们基督徒的里面，他给我们看到有一个征战。
He would say within us, among the Christians, there is a battle.
这个征战是怎么一回事呢
？What battle it is?
他说乃是他说因为情欲和圣灵相争，圣灵和情欲相争。
It is the flesh lusts against the spirit, and the spirit against the flesh.
这里情欲呢，它原文的意思就是讲到肉体。
And here talking about the flesh.
所以我们就知道了。我们蒙恩基督徒在我们的里头啊，有一场征战。
Among Christians, there is a battle within us.
这场征战呢，就是在我们里面住在我们里面的圣灵与什么与我们里面这个肉体的情欲啊彼此相争。
The battle is between the Holy Spirit, which is dwelling among us, and then against versus our flesh.
他说这两个彼此相敌，使你们不能做所愿意做的。
Those two.Against each other, so that we will not do things that we wish.
弟兄姐妹，我们就明白了。
Now we understand.
为什么我们基督徒蒙恩之后
？Why after we were saved?
我们一方面认识了我们的主。
On the one hand, we know our Lord.
然后呢，我们也明白了神的话与神的心意。
We understand God's will and His words.
那我们心里面呢，是非常愿意照着神的心意而做。
Our hearts is willing to do according to God's will.
从我们的内心，我们也非常愿意遵守神的命令。
Our minds, our hearts would like to obey Him.
然后呢，我们蒙恩之后，慢慢我们就发现一件事情。
But we discover one thing.
我们心里面所愿意的
，What we desire，
我们却常常怎么样做不出来
？We cannot do.
那我们就觉得很懊恼。
So we were frustrated.
我们觉得说，我们明明是愿意照着神的心意来行出神的啊话语。
We wonder, we were willing to do according to God's word.
可是我们里面似乎哈，好像有另外一股势力啊，常常就与神的心意、与神的话语呢相抵触、相违背。
But we know there is another force within us against this God's will.
同姐妹，这就是今天在我们里面的这一场属灵的征战。
That is the spiritual battle within us.
乃是肉体和圣灵相争，圣灵和肉体相争。
That is the battle between the Holy Spirit and the flesh. They are against each other.
那我们若再回到在利非定这里，亚玛利人来与以色列百姓征战的这个历史。
Let's come back to the history of the Israelites battled with Amalekites at Rephidim.
当摩西带着以色列百姓面对仇敌亚玛利人来与他们征战的时候，他们怎么办呢？
What did Moshe do when he guided Israelites to against the Amalekites?
大家不要忘记，这时候的以色列百姓啊，他们从来没有打过仗。
Do you remember the Israelites? They had never fight.
他们从前在埃及是为奴的。
They were slaves when they were in
Egypt. 他们在埃及是做苦力的。
They were the laborers.
做砖头他们会。
They make bricks. That's what they can do.
做苦工他们会。
They can do hard labors.
可打仗他们从来没有学过的。
They have never learned to fight.
然后现在看到亚玛利人要来与他们征战。
Now Amalekites will come battle them.
这时候摩西怎么办呢？
What did Moshe do?
他是不是赶快训练以色列百姓，来我们怎么样摆阵势，怎么样子来学一下孙子兵法来跟亚玛利人来征战呢？
Did Moshe just let his people train him and then to learn some the art of war from Sun Tzu?
就算他们要学，就算他们要开始组织啊，也都来不及了。
It has no time even they want to learn.
这时候呢，我们看到神就带领他的百姓来打这一场第一场的征战。
Now we see it was God guided his people for this first battle.
我们看到一方面，摩西就叫他的助手约书亚带领年轻的以色列人，他们要去与这个亚玛利人来征战。
So Moshe ordered the young generation, Joshua, take young people to go face the Amalekites.
换句话说，面对仇敌的时候，我们看到哈，我们的确是要来与仇敌征战的。
When we see the enemies, we have to face to the enemies to fight.
但是摩西他没有弄错，他没有靠着约书亚率领年轻的以色列人来与仇敌征战，好像就可以打赢。
But Moshe didn't make a mistake. He didn't just trust Joshua and the young people to face the Amalekites.
对，虽然约书亚带领年轻的以色列人出去与仇敌征战，
Even though Joshua take young people to go face the Amalekites，
但圣经告诉我们，摩西和亚伦还有户珥，他们就上了山上去了。
But the Bible tells us Moshe, Aaron, and Hur they went up to the mountain.
他们到山上做什么呢？
What did they do in the mountain?
是在那里帮他们山下的年轻以色列人在那里加油，鼓掌加油吗？
Did they cheer them on when they're on the top of the mountain?
对，因为不是的。
No, they didn't.
他们三个人上了山。
Three of them they went up top of the mountain.
他们在那里做什么？
What did they do?
他们举起他们的手。
They raised up their hands.
或者准确的说，摩西举起他的手。
More accurate is Moshe lifted his hand, hold up his hand,
在那里祷告
and pray.
因为他知道这个征战的胜败乃是在乎耶和华。
Because he knew, the victory, or failure of the battle is upon Jehovah.
弟兄姐妹，在平原里的征战的胜败乃是关键在于在山上。的那个祷告。
The victory, the battle in the plain is based on the prayer on top of the mountain.
圣经告诉我们，他说，在第十一节，出埃及记第十七章第十一节，他说，摩西何时举手，以色列人就得胜；何时垂手，亚玛利人就得胜。
In chapter 17, verse 11, it says,whenever Moshe hold up his hands, the Israelites, at least the victory of the Israelites, when his hands are down, they fail.
对，你们真的好像是一个遥控器一样。
It's kind of like a remote.
这摩西在山上啊，他手什么时候举着的时候呢，他就看到山下那个以色列百姓啊，就胜过亚玛力人。
Whenever Moshe lift up his hands, and he will see the Israelites win the victory.
就你们要是你是摩西的话，你是不是得着很大的鼓舞
？But sisters, if you are Moshe, are you encouraged?
哎呀，当你手举起来的时候，哎呀，那山下神的百姓就得胜，一直得胜。
When you hold up your hands on top of the mountain, you will see your people down there win victory.
因为我们的心应该是非常得着，非常的鼓舞。
Our hearts are encouraged.
是不是
？Isn't it?
那要是你的话，要是你是摩西，你会怎么做
？If you were Moshe, what will you do?
你当然希望以色列百姓得胜嘛，对不对
？Of course, you want your people win.
那你就一直举手，一直祷告，一直举手，一直祷告。
Then you hold up your hands and pray.
摩西是不是这样子呢
？Did Moshe did that？
我想他心里面是很愿意这样子。
I think he was willing to do.
可是呢，心有余力不足。
But his heart is willing to do.
因为摩西手啊，举着举着怎么样？他会酸的。
Because his hands hold up too long, he will feel feeble.
那当他手酸的时候，他就把手放下来一下。
Then he have to let his hands down.
就当他手一放下，就发现哎，怎么以色列人打败了？
When his hands are down, then he see his people were defeated.
怎么亚玛力人就一直得胜，一直得胜呢
？And the Amalekites were winning.
弟兄姐妹，这个告诉我们一个属灵征战的一个非常重要的原则。
This is a very important principle about spiritual battle.
今天在我们的生活当中
，in our lives，
我们面对各样的属灵征战。
We face many spiritual battles.
仇敌常常四面八方的要来攻击我们。
The enemy will attack us from all around.
攻击神的儿女们。
He will attack God's people.
攻击我们的孩子们。
Our children.
攻击神的教会。
God's church.
求姐妹，这是让我们没有办法，这个我们就应付不过来的。
And there is no way we can deal with all that.
但我们不要忘记一件事情。
But don't forget one thing.
今天在我们生活当中，我们如何能够胜过仇敌？
How we can win the battle?
如何能够胜过肉体？
In our lives to win victory in the battle and in our flesh.
关键乃是我们在神面前的祷告。
The key point is we pray before God.
什么时候我们举手？
Whenever we hold up our hands.
什么时候我们在神面前恒切的祷告？
Whenever we keep praying.
我们看见圣灵就为我们得胜。
And we see the Holy Spirit will win for us.
可是很可惜的是，我们的祷告常常会疲惫。
Unfortunately, we often cease our prayers.
我们可能因着疲惫，因着我们各样的原因，我们祷告的手软弱了，祷告的手放松了。
For many reasons, the hands of prayers we just put it down and we are weak.
我们看见在我们生活当中，在我们的教会里头，在我们的儿女们身上，就出现许许多多软弱失败的情形。
We will see many weaknesses and failures among us, our children, our family, and our church.
所以你们今天仇敌攻击教会最厉害的地方，就是攻击教会的祷告。
We know the key point that the enemy will attack the church is the prayer meetings.
就是攻击我们基督徒祷告的生活。
And it is the prayer life of us.
然后我们感谢主啊，虽然摩西他实在是，毕竟他是一个人啊，他的手，他祷告的手是会软的，是会累的。
Praise the Lord, Moshe is a human, and his hands are weak, and he's weak.
然后在这个山上，我们就看到另外一个重要的属灵原则。
And then on the top of the mountain, we see another important spiritual principle.
就讲到一个团体的祷告。
That is a corporate prayer.
摩西的手虽然会疲惫，虽然会累，会软弱。
Even the hands of Moshe will be weak and tired.
这时候呢，我们看到这个摩西的同伴哈，就是这个亚伦和户珥呢，他们就搬了一块石头来，让摩西坐在石头上。
And now we see the companion of Moshe is Aaron and Hur. They took a stone and then let Moshe sit on the stone.
然后呢，这个亚伦和户珥呢，一个在摩西的左边，一个在摩西的右边，就托住摩西的手。
On each side, Aaron and Hur, they helped Moshe to hold up his hands.
所以这里我们看到，乃是三个人，他们同工，他们配搭，叫摩西祷告的手一直能够支撑着。
We see here is three of them. they were holding up the hands and then to pray, and then the Israelites will win the battle.
然后我们就看到在山下在平原里头，以色列的百姓，耶稣亚所带领的以色列的军队就一直得胜，然后呢把仇敌完全给击败。
Then we see down the mountain, the Israelites, they win victory constantly, and then they wipe out the Amalekites.
所以姐妹，这就是在新约里面主耶稣给我们说出来那个团体祷告的那个重要和那个秘诀。
This is the secret in the New Testament, the secret of the corporate prayers.
就是你们在地上两三个人奉我的名聚集，奉我的名同心合意的祷告。
By my name, if there are two or three, you pray in accord.
主说我就在你们中间。
The Lord says, I will be in the midst of you.
弟兄姐妹，这是今天主在他的教会当中要恢复的一件非常重要的事情。
Dear brothers and sisters, this is what the Lord will restore His work at His church.
今天神的教会要能够刚强。
God's church needs to be strengthened.
今天主的见证在我们基督徒生活当中要能够明亮。
His testimony will be bright among our lives.
今天教会年轻的一代要能够爱主。
The young generations at church, you need able to love the Lord.
弟兄姐妹，那个关键都在于这山上的祷告。
The key is the prayer on top of the mountain.
在这山上那个团体的祷告。
The corporate prayer on top of the mountain.
神能够为他的百姓来得胜。
God will win victory for His people.
感谢主，在那里，当他们经历了他们第一场征战的得胜以后，摩西就筑了一座坛，起名叫做耶和华尼西。
Praise the Lord! After they win this first battle, that Moshe built an altar and called the place Yehovah Nisi.
意思也就是说，耶和华是我们的旌旗，是我们的得胜。
The meaning is Yehovah is our victory, is our banner.
又说，耶和华已经起誓，起了誓，必世世代代和亚玛利人征战。
And then it says Yehovah already swear that he will against Amalekites for generations.
感谢赞美主。
Praise the Lord.
今天我们已经成了耶和华神的居所。
Today we are the dwelling place of Yehovah.
哥林多前书六章十九节告诉我们，岂不知你们的身子就是圣灵的殿吗？
In the Galatians it says, do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit?
刚刚胡言弟兄跟我们讲哈，我们这个人啊，从头到脚，从里到外，实在是没有一样在神的面前是可以被神看得上的。
Brother Robert just mentioned our whole being, there is no goodness in us.
弟兄们，我们不仅外面不好看，我们里面啊，其实更加的丑恶。
Not only we're ugly outwardly, we are even uglier within us.
其实若不是主的宝血，
it were not the precious blood of the Lord,
我们不可能能够在神的面前侍立。
There's no way we can stand before God.
所以今天感谢主。
But praise the Lord.
因着主的宝血，
because of His precious blood.
因着主的宝血是永远有功效的，
because His precious blood works forever.
才能够叫我们今天能够在神的面前，
so that we can stand before God.
不仅我们能够站在神的面前，
not only we can stand before Him.
今天这位荣耀的神能够借着圣灵住在你我的里面，
this glorious God through the Holy Spirit dwells in us.
弟兄姐妹，这样的救恩是我们没有办法想象
的， such salvation is beyond our imagination.
然而今天神他却愿意这样子住在你我的里面。
But our God is willing to dwell among us.
叫我们能够成为圣灵的殿。
So that we can become the temple of the Holy Spirit.
今天圣灵住在我们里面。
The Holy Spirit dwells in us.
他就是要来带领我们。
He will guide us.
他要来帮助我们。
Helps us.
他要来为我们征战。
He battles for us.
叫我们能够胜过肉体。
So that we can win victory over our flesh.
叫我们能够靠着圣灵。
By the Holy Spirit,
我们能够来遵行神的旨意。
We can obey the will of God.
今天感谢赞美主。
I praise and thank the Lord.
因为保罗在家他就告诉我们。
Because Paul tells us
in Galatians. 今天神的话不是说你们要去与肉体相争。
It didn't say you go against the flesh.
神的话乃是说圣灵要与肉体相争。
God's word says the Holy Spirit will against the flesh.
兄姐妹，谁会得胜？
Who will win back? The battle.
今天肉体与圣灵相争。
If the Holy Spirit against the flesh, who's winning?
谁会得胜？
Who will win?
弟兄姐妹，你觉得谁会得胜呢？
You think who's gonna win?
当然圣灵得胜嘛。
Of course the Holy Spirit.
在我们里面的神比万有都大。
The one who's within us is greater than everything outside.
弟兄姐妹，如果靠着你我，靠着我们自己啊，我们是胜不过我们的肉体。
By you, by me, by ourselves, there's no way we can defeat
the flesh. 但今天是圣灵在你我的里面。
But the Holy Spirit
is within us. 圣灵与肉体相争。
It is Holy Spirit against the flesh.
圣灵必要得胜。
And He will win victory.
弟兄姐妹，我们今天得胜的秘诀在哪里？
That's the secret. What is the secret of our victory?
就叫我们不再靠自己。
Do not depend on ourselves.
我们不要想说我们能够胜过我们的肉体。
Do not think I can overcome my flesh.
来叫我们愿意降服。
But let us to willing to obey.
当我们面对征战的时候，我们愿意借着祷告。
When we face battle through prayer,
我们愿意举起祷告的手。
Lift the hands of prayers.
让圣灵在我们里面来带领我们得胜。
Let the Holy Spirit who is dwelling in us to win victory.
让圣灵在我们的灵的里头，他能够来支配我们，他能够来管理我们的心思、情感和意志。
Let him has the dominion to become the domain of our heart, mind, and souls.
当基督在我们里面，他来作王，他来掌权。
When Messiah is the king within us,
我们的灵就能够来支配我们这个人的魂。
Our spirit will control our souls.
然后我们的思想、意志、情感就能够来支配我们这个人的四肢百体。
Our souls, our compassion will control the body.
从我们身上就能够显出那基督作王的一个实际。
Then there will be a reality that that Messiah is the king over us.
所以保罗在罗马书十二章就告诉我们，他说我们要将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁，是神所喜悦的。
In Romans chapter 12, Paul says we need to present our body as a living sacrifice. It is acceptable, wholly acceptable, which is reasonable service.
对，你们如此侍奉乃是理所当然。
This is our reasonable service.
弟兄姐妹，愿我们更多的让主在我们生命中得着他当有的主权。
May we allow the Holy Spirit will have the dominion over our lives.
好叫圣灵在我们身上能够成就神所喜悦的旨意。
So that the Holy Spirit will accomplish the will of God, which is please Him.
好，我们一起低头有点祷。
Let's bow and pray.
主，我们感谢赞美你。
Lord, we thank you and praise you.
主，我们的话语啊，人的话语虽然有限。
Even man's words are limited.
但主，我们仰望你的灵继续在我们心中。来开启你自己的话语。
But we look upon your spirit to reveal your words to us continually.
主教我们实在是能够从旧约以色列百姓身上的他们的历史来学习今天我们属灵生命成长的历程。
Through the history of the Israelites, and so that led us to our spirit to grow.
主，让我们实在是把自己当作活祭来献给你。
We present ourselves as a living sacrifice to you.
让你在我们生命中真实的能够来做王，来掌权。
May you truly to be the king and have the sovereignty over us.
好叫你能够从我们这卑微不配的器皿身上来彰显你的自己。
From the unworthy vessel like us will be manifest yourself.
主，求你也复兴教会的祷告。
May you revive.The prayers of your church.
主，让我们能够更忠心、更殷勤的在你面前，能够常常举起祷告的手。
That is to hold up our hands more diligently and more faithfully.
好，叫你的百姓，叫你的儿女们，能够来经历你的得胜。
So your people, your children will experience your victory.
愿你在这末后的日子里
，at the end of days，
在你的教会中显出你的全能
，manifest your power among your church.
主，好叫儿女们都能够刚强，做大丈夫。
And so all your children will be brave, encouraged.
能够活出神荣耀儿女们的见证。
We will testify your glory.
叫颂赞荣耀都归给你。
Give you all glory and worship.
祷告奉主耶稣基督得胜的名。
We pray in our Lord Yeshua.
Amen.
Amen.